The Tragically Hip are set to play a set on stage at World Cafe Live today. They have a new album called World Container. The band are Canadian superstars who have never broken into the mainstream in the U.S. We'll go to the stage in just a moment, but first, I asked lead singer Gordon Downie about a song that's on the new album, World Container, a song called Lonely End of the Rink.
One of the things that happened right before World Container came out in Canada is that Lonely End of the Rink was kind of premiered on Hockey Night in Canada. And there's such a connection. You guys love hockey, and there's such a connection between your band and you know, just the sport in general. Explain to people what Hockey Night in Canada means, because it's been there was a time when that was like the only show on television or something.
And before that on radio, a gentleman named Foster Hewitt. Welcome, hockey fans from across Canada and America and Newfoundland, you know, and it was sort of because Newfoundland wasn't even part of Canada then. And that unmistakable voice, and he would call the play-by-play, and then it moved to TV, I guess in the 50s when everyone moved to TV. And it's a Saturday night institution, and people gather around the TV set. Obviously, in this age of distraction we're in, it's maybe not the thing to do on Saturday night, but yeah, they premiered that song on the first night of Hockey Night in Canada this season with a whole sort of montage of goalies, past and present. You know, the most noble position in all of sports, said Jacques Plante, a famous goalie of days gone by. And that was cool. It was a real honor. Obviously, I like to think the song's about maybe more than that, but who am I to complain?
One of the songs I love in this new one is Family Band. And what does that mean to the band? What does that mean in terms of... Well, in terms of your longevity, what is this? Is this came out after 20 years that the band's been together? But I thought it was more than that. It seems like you didn't you guys...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't keep track out of fear, probably. but I don't know. I'd say 20-ish sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know? And I was very happy and a little shocked and surprised at this record, just how invigorating it's been, you know, before, during, and after. And obviously with the help of Bob Rock, you know, he showed us more than how to make a good record. And it's all I could have ever hoped for. And maybe there was a part of me that thought it might never happen. I don't know. But it feels like after all this time, we finally are kind of figuring it out.
That's kind of the thing. This record is really strong all the way through. And... Nothing about the Tragically Hip. Most bands at this point in their career find it hard to rev it up for doing it again, for writing, for getting the passion. And there's a lot of passion on here. And did explain, was Bob Rock in any way responsible for in igniting that? Or what did he do? What was his...
Well, he is... he's all passion,
yeah.
All enthusiasm. He's, I would say, I used to say he's without guile. And, you know, which is, you know, guile is more the cunning side of things. And I would say that's fairly apt. He doesn't seem to bring cunning into it. I was always looking for the roll of the eyes or the sort of world-weary sigh. But he never does it. He really, I think, feels very grateful and thankful that he does this for a living. And as well as he's done in his career, I think he's really just lives in the now and the moment. And it was very contagious, very infectious in the studio for us. And, you know, he brought that to us. And, I think there's altogether a way too much guile out there in the business today.
So we'll head to the stage and we'll hear some things from the new one. And, of course, some of the songs you almost have to do every night. I think I saw Bob Cajun on the list, so we'll see how things go.
Yeah, we will.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Gordon Downie, our guest from Tragically Hip, and we'll head to the stage now at World Cafe Live.
This one, 'cause there's no without dessert. He's the one who couldn't imagine all us people living life in peace. You got news, you get to Venice.
Ah! was a quarter after nine. In the middle of that riot, I couldn't get you off of my mind.
We'll be right back. snowy tomb. I fell asleep in my seat. I had the dream of having no room. You were there to stay.
There's that song we were talking about earlier. That is Lonely End of the Rink from World Container, Tragically Hip's latest album. Our thanks to the Hip for joining us on the Cafe. Coming up, new music from Arctic Monkeys. We'll get right back here to the World Cafe.